Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Boiling Point podcast, where faith isn't fragile, truth isn't negotiable, and we're going to say the quiet parts out loud. So if you came here for the lukewarm takes or politically correct Christianity, babe, this isn't your show. We are here for conviction, curiosity, and a whole lot of Holy Spirit heat. Before we dive in, I'm going to go ahead and do the quick legal reality check. Nothing you hear on the show is legal, medical, financial, or spiritual advice. We are not doctors, attorneys, accountants, therapists. I'm not a prophet. I don't know if Rory's been called. We're just two humans sharing opinions, okay? Stories. And we do the research from our own lives, our own perspectives. So do your own homework, pray about everything, make decisions like a grown-up. And now that the lawyers are happy, we could talk about real people. I am here with the greatest co-host ever, Rory Paquette, podcast veteran, podcast coach, and walking content machine. He has built multiple shows, coach creators, and he knows how to get a message out of your mouth into the world. If you've ever thought, I feel like I'm meant to speak, but I have no idea where to start, Roy's the guy that people end up calling. So we can get into things today. And this, I know we joke every episode that there is never a lack of content. And you guys, I spend probably, I'd say, a good hour to an hour and a half prepping for this show, like doing research, reading what's going on. And my first stop is always like MSM, because I'm like, whatever they're talking about is a look over here, not over here kind of thing. And then I read between the lines. I love it. And I guess really today, I did a little deep dive about what they're not talking about. And I couldn't find it on any of the news medias. Our president, okay, I'm America first. I was America only. I started reading things. I understand it can't just be America only, like right away. Okay. It's a lot to it. Our president pulled the United States out of 66 international organizations. While everybody's freaking out about what's going on in with the ICE shooting, with all the stuff. But like you guys, he's reclaiming American decision making, and he's setting a very hard boundary on foreign influence over our sovereignty. This is a massive rollback of decades of global institutional entanglement where, everybody had a seat at America's table. But this was a big loud and clear statement that American laws and American priorities are coming first. That's what we wanted.
Hundred percent, 100%. Oh, I'm here too, by the way. Hi,
Yeah.
everybody. Good to see you. But 100% on that. It's a gamble that he's taking, but it's one that I like. I really like the odds. Anything you do with the UN and all of these other foreign international bodies is always a gamble. But when everybody stands up and they start saying, "Well, we're going to isolate the United States because they aren't doing what we want." It is time to get out. It's time to say, you know what? All of you people, good luck on your own. We're the biggest, we're the strongest. We are the biggest dog in the junkyard right now. And if you want to isolate us, that's fine. You can deal with Russia on your own. Have fun. Because without us to keep Russia in check, all of those places would fall. And they all know it. So the gamble is that this is simply rhetoric. It's people who are trying to throw their little bit of weight around. I don't care if France backs us in anything right now. They need us a lot more than we need them. I'm pretty sure we can get our brie cheese from somebody else. Pretty sure that Kraft can make something that will be just fine without me having to worry about whether that's authentic from the streets of Paris. I could care less. And I kind of feel that way about most of the other countries that are out there. they have spent so much time taking us for granted that we're just going to keep funneling money in and doing whatever everybody else wants and that we have no backbone. And then the Biden administration really, really, really solidified that. They were like, hey, they're just here to pay for everybody else. We can do what we want. No, Trump and the United States are standing up and going, sorry, but not only do we have a seat at the table, but this is our table.
Table.
That's it. And if you want a seat here, you can do things our way for once. And by the way, you're going to pay your fair share. And they're all like, whoa, 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 what? Wait, what? No. And they're like, bye. I love that we did this.
Yeah.
I
I mean,
love it. And I hope they leave the UN completely.
it's been like 40 or 50 years that America's operating under this idea that we're the global parent. We fund everyone's projects, everyone's wars, everyone's climate initiatives, refugee shit, health task force, like all of it. All of it. And these are just committees where a bunch of unelected buffoons vote on how nations should behave. Like it's, we foot the bill for ridiculousness. And I get it. We thought maybe, I don't know. I don't know. We're not the manager of the planet, okay? And so this to me, this is literally the first time in forever that a president is treating the United States like a country with its own interests. I know he's making people so mad. Like people are losing their minds because he's messing with their money. But like, come on, man, we're not the world's piggy bank. We're not the
No.
babysitter. We should get to decide our own priorities. And it's crazy because this is my whole thing, right? I think everything's going to like one world order. I think it's the new world order. This kind of doesn't support that right now. So now I'm like, whoa, maybe he's not part of it, you know? Maybe he's not because there's NWO only works if nations surrender, you know, together. So one nation saying no kind of turns everybody else into someone who can say, like, why are we saying yes? And so that
That's
kind of,
huge.
yeah,
That's huge.
that's how the global plan fails, you guys.
Yeah.
Not war, but like, don't comply.
Yeah, we're the only ones keeping Russia involved in all this also. The only reason Russia is at the table is because we are at the table demanding that they be at the table. We're the only ones big enough and strong enough to grab them, hold them by the nape of the neck, and sit them at the table. When we walk away from all these different accords and organizations, Russia's over there going, okay, well, either I can take over now, or I can get out of here too and stop listening to this nonsense. Okay. And, that is the biggest fear from people is that, wait, if you leave, then who's going to keep these guys in check? Well, you should have thought of that. Okay. Because we're not worried about them. But if they roll through your country and take it all over, I don't know what to tell you. Okay. Try things our way and maybe we'll come help you out. But I'm sick to death. Most of the country is sick to death of us doing what you're talking about. We're going out and parenting countries. We're sending trillions and zillions of dollars to all these places so that they what allow us to land our planes someplace. These same countries are still harboring terrorists. These same countries are still pushing a woke agenda. These same countries are still allowing unfettered and unstopped illegal immigration by Muslims and radical Islam into their countries. What are we paying for? They're taking that money and giving it to their illegal immigrants. Why are we paying them? Why are we helping them have that immigration problem? It doesn't make any sense at all. And so we finally did something about it. I'm glad. I'm not willing to jump to the point of whether or not he's part of the problem yet. I'm with you. I'm withholding judgment.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, maybe we'll see. But this was a great move.
Yeah. Great move. And I am going to say, like, I went through, I'm talking to these guys. I wish they were listening. I went through my influencers that have turned tail, that are dividing the Republican Party right now. Okay.
Yeah.
None of them are talking about any of this. They're still like, Trump's been bought and paid for. And I just want to say, like, if he was bought and paid for by the same globalist crowd like the Clintons and the Obamas and the WHO and all this, like he would be expanding the institutions, not starving them. The whole point of that global order is central control and compliance. He's been dismantling compliance structures since 2016. So I'm not saying he's a flawless hero, but he'd be a bad employee for the global order. Bad employees don't get invited to the world dictator picnic. So I don't, if he were bought, we would see him going crazy about the climate agenda or promoting, the central bank digital currency himself, not pissing off all the credit card guys in the United States. Okay. Like, he would be signing us deeper into these treaties. Dude's tearing them up. So at a bare minimum, I would say his actions are breaking the media's favorite narrative that he's the puppet for the machine that everyone else is working for. No, he's like unplugging the machine.
Yeah,
So
I
he's
can see
walking
that.
away from the global table.
I think he's going to have an opportunity to dig into this narrative himself, because a lot of what's going on is the Republican influencers out there know who you're talking about. There's a lot of influencers who are going, "How is this happening? I didn't vote for this." First of all, yeah, you did. Okay. Second of all, Trump on his worst day is better than the option. So I don't want to hear any more about, how you're unhappy with Trump. I really don't. If there's two options and one is as bad as the other one is, I don't care who is sitting in this seat. You have to vote that way. Back to the topic, though. He has some things coming across his desk where he gets to make a point. The Obamacare nonsense that, Republicans crossed over and voted for and allowed to get through the House, which is not what we voted for, is going to be on his desk. He has a chance to veto it and say, "No, send this back. We're going to keep working on this." There is no way there's a two-thirds majority in the House to override his veto. So his veto will be the final say. He gets to say, no, we're not doing this. Go back to work and figure something better out." He gets to do that with this huge spending bill that just happened too, where trillions of dollars are going out to, Ukraine and Israel and everything else. He can veto that. So if he picks up the veto stamp and starts taking care of what's going on in Congress, he has a chance to separate himself again and say, "No, we aren't playing these games." If he rubber stamps those two things, I'm back on the train of, yeah, he's probably bought and the rest of this is cute, but I'll still vote that way. I mean, I won't be happy, but I'll still vote that way, because the alternative is so damaging to, our nation, our world, our spirit, our soul, that you got to still vote that direction. But, I'll be disappointed like you will.
Yeah. And I'm not going to be shocked, you guys. Like, no matter how much I'm defending things that I like that he's doing, and I can dismantle some of the conspiracy theories in my head because whatever. He is just a human. Like, he's not our savior. Okay. So is he going to piss me off and disappoint me 100%? Right? Like, everybody that I've looked up to seems to be disappointing. But there, silence is complicity. We have to still continue to do our part here. And when I see uneducated, is it uneducated? When I see these influencers talking about stuff without educating themselves first, it makes me just, I'm frustrated. And I feel like more people like us need to be speaking out and speaking about the truth and doing the research. Like, how does Congress work? No matter what, his hands are tied behind his back. And the connections in Congress, this is, it's gone too deep for far too long. And it's too much. It's too much. And if you look at the legality of everything, he's kind of screwed. So it's, I want you guys to get educated, and more people need to be speaking up. Another thing I saw in the headlines, the Pentagon came up a lot, which nobody's talking about probably because they're still on the hook for missing money. But few things coming out. Hegseth really shook up the press access. And that's like, a lot of people are pissed off about that, but no one's letting it get to mainstream media. And I'm not sure. But there's been a power shift of who gets to tell the story. It's been dominated by the legacy outlets who are very comfortable pushing a narrative, and he's refused that. So he's swapping the journalists out for people who aren't part of that club, that aren't that can be bought and paid for, and maybe like journalists can actually be journalists here, you know, because they're pissing off the bought and paid for media machine. And then I read about DARPA today. So DARPA is the Pentagon's, like, I would say the best way to describe it, if you guys have never heard of it before, it's like their mad science lab. So they're the ones who are building stuff that sounds like the crazy conspiracy theories 10 years before it becomes normal life. So not like regular military gear, but future battlefield stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, the weird, like, what if we could projects, they do
This
that.
is new to me. Cool. All right.
So their job is to make sure that America never gets blindsided by innovation. So they're always working on like sci-fi stuff. And so, I mean, they basically operate in between genius and dangerous. Because obviously they invent stuff that gives you like a little superpower edge, but it's also stuff that could like reshape control and warfare. There is a weapon that they're using that is like an energy force that hurts people and you can't see it. And I started putting the pieces together because I read some of the when we got what's his name? We kidnapped him in the middle of the night.
Oh, Maduro?
Maduro, yes.
Yeah, okay.
The people that were part of that said that they felt this energy that was hot, like it was burning them, but they could not see anything. And so there's a few people that have brought this testimony on, and it's something like they've talked about using even here with our protesters and people that are not respecting the boundaries of the law and our law enforcement officials. So DARPA's in the news that's not the news. And I think we should keep our eyes on them because they have created some incredible stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was the guy who was, it was like the ghost interview of the guy who was supposedly a guard for Maduro or something. I saw something about that guy. I wasn't putting it with DARPA, you know, or anything like that. I didn't research any of it. I just saw it. Is that the same thing we're talking about? This guy who was like all blacked out and you had the fake voice, but he was telling the account of when they came and got Maduro. He was like some guard at the
Yeah, I've
palace or
seen
something.
that, but there were also some other interviews that aren't on video, just the written account or whatever
Oh, no
of what
kidding.
happened. Yeah, so put two and two together, we do have a pretty snazzy little weapon that could probably backfire on us eventually, because you know, we may not always have the good guys in power. And
Yeah.
so that kind of sucks because, you know.
You know, we can't worry about that anymore, though.
Yeah, no.
That's how we've always operated. You
Yeah.
know, our whole, from the folks on this side of the aisle, I love that you brought that up
Yeah.
because, you know, I'm thinking that, oh man, you know, do you use that on a group of protesters? And I'm going, yeah, you have to. We've always been on the side of, well, we don't want to do that because then they may do it to us.
They're going to do it anyway.
They're going to do it anyway. The minute they get power, they're shutting us down. They're shutting us up. You and I are done. We're out of business. It's over. Anyone who has the same opinion as us is never going to see the light of day. You know, if we're not locked up, we'll be shut down. And you know, yeah, if they have something that's going to like cook bad guys, you know, invisibly, they'll just start using it on conservatives as soon as they get in power and it'll all be over. So I can't worry about that anymore. I mean, we literally have a we have nothing to lose mentality on this side of the aisle now. So I don't want to hear the morality police come out about that.
Right.
You know, it's like, look, if there's actually that thing, then you know what? Hey, protect the ICE guys and the National Guard and everybody else who doesn't deserve this nonsense. And, you know, let's go cook some dinner.
Right. Right.
I'm fine with microwaving a bunch of idiots, wearing masks. I mean, until they, go home. Sounds good to me.
Literally,
Let's
they call
go.
it a microwave weapon. I swear. Like that's it is it's a microwave weapon.
That's what
And
you gotta do. That's what you gotta do,
they do
right?
research on like if it's lasting long-term effects or what happens. Like you it's I mean it's wild. It's cool, but
Well, they've probably already done more research on the effects of that than they ever did on the COVID, vaccination.
for sure.
What's happened with that? So.
So in my reading about the Pentagon today, I also read a little bit about Mark Kelly because he's suing the Pentagon. So,
Good
of
luck with
course,
that.
why is this guy a Democrat?
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Like, I want to know because I don't know. I mean, my son's going to be a Marine, right? So he talks a lot of shit about the Navy already that he just calls him gay. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's why, because he was a Navy captain and they're soft. I don't know. But he does have real military credibility. I get that. But he's suing the Pentagon because service members were reportedly punished for appearing in a video talking about illegal orders. And under US military law, soldiers are required to refuse them. But what are they even talking about in a legal order? So,
There's a lot more law to that.
yes.
Yeah. There are laws in the books that say you can't encourage people to disobey orders if you're in the military. Okay. If you were being paid a retirement by the military, you were still considered in the military in a lot of ways. You were still bound by the rules and regs in order to keep getting that pension check. And he had absolutely no right in the world to say you need to disobey your commander in chief.
Yeah.
That's not, no. And there hasn't been a single illegal order given. If an illegal order was given and he wanted to stand up and say, that right there is an illegal order and you guys should not follow it, he still would be guilty because he's not supposed to tell other people what they're supposed to think. That's the conscientious objection that's, allowed under law. The individual soldier can do that, but you can't go out and remind everybody, like, hey, by the way, if you think that might be illegal, you should not follow it. But there hasn't been an illegal order given,
That's what I'm saying.
not
So,
one.
like, this is dead in the water,
The
which is,
guy's guilty as sin,
yeah.
and should be punished.
Right.
And the problem is, he's like every other Democrat. Wait a minute, you mean I can't just do whatever I want and say whatever I want and hurt whoever I hurt and have no consequences?
Exactly.
You can do whatever you want, Mark. There are consequences to all of our actions. When I sit here and say stuff to you on this show, and someone hears me and they say, you know what? I don't like the way you talk. I don't like your belief system. Our values are not aligned. I don't want to work with you. That's something I have to deal with. That's a consequence of me being here with you and someone else hearing that. And I have to go, well, then you're right. Our values aren't aligned. And I probably don't want to work with you anyway. Which actually has happened. So, but good. That's fine. I'm not real interested in helping your podcast grow if you think that babies should be killed and men can be women. I don't need to help you get that message out. Sorry, I don't. You have a right to, but I don't need to help you. But we have consequences to our actions for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And that's all Mark's trying to do right now is say, I shouldn't face any consequences. Dude.
It's probably just part of their like preemptive narrative warfare because then when Trump does take harder military action, I mean, cartels, Iran, the border, then the Democrats can be like, we warned you about illegal orders and military overreach. Like maybe they're just setting stuff up because it doesn't make sense that he's not making sense. And he's like
Yeah.
throwing a tantrum, which is he's a grown ass man. Like what?
I got to remember this history on Mark, though, Mark Kelly, because he came into power back during the whole McCain Palin, all that was going on.
Yeah.
And he followed his wife. His wife was actually the senator And she either died or had cancer and had to quit or something. He stepped in to run, and because he was this decorated service person, whatever, he, I can't remember if he's a test pilot or an astronaut or something, but it was some, big popular thing. And he won the election, and he's been in there ever since. When you're a senator, you only run every 6 years. So you could be a complete idiot for five
Right.
and then spend 1 year trying to polish your image. And that's all the guy ever does. But, he was the guy who did come out famously when John McCain was running back in the day. And John McCain was talking about being a POW. And this idiot comes out and starts talking about, well, John McCain's, time as a POW really wasn't as bad as he's making it seem. There's no proof he was ever actually tortured.
Right. Okay.
Who, how, who could possibly say that
Yeah, I didn't go
in
down
any kind of conscience? I, brother, you weren't there. You have no idea what the guy went through. All I know is he can't raise his right arm up to shake a hand. So I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to sit here and go, well, your time as a POW, even though we actually know you were a POW, your time wasn't that bad. So what are you complaining about? Oh my God. One of the most pompous things I've ever heard in my life is why I still remember it all these years later.
Right.
Same guy right now going, hey, don't obey an illegal order. Come on, guys. You should be able to make up your own minds. Chain of command, commander in chief, be damned. But anyway.
Well, I say, the Pentagon's doing its job punishing soldiers for questioning orders. Democrats are suing over it. That tells me that even the people running the machine are nervous about who gets to pull the trigger. And I feel like people get twitchy right before something shifts. Like the tantrums come right before the fall of something. So
Good point.
I just say stay awake, you guys, and do some research because there's a reason it's not in the news. There's a reason. It's, because it's a preemptive something. So
Yeah, good point on that one. You think you're 100% right.
But say what you want about Trump, you guys, okay? Say what you want. First president in my lifetime who is treating cartels like terrorist organizations that they are, And I love this. Like he's not stopping. Benjamin told me a couple days ago, he said that we're actually gonna we're wiping out the cartels in Mexico. I don't think there's boots on the ground, but we have a microwave weapon. We probably don't really even have to put boots on the ground, right? We can zap them from afar. But I mean, he's taking all their shipping routes. He's taking the money, taking their labs, hitting their trafficking networks, pushing military action instead of pretending it's just about drugs. You guys, I'll make this very clear. It's, cartels don't just move fentanyl. They move children, women, organs, guns, human souls, okay? Multi-billion dollar industry of slavery and death. So him ramping up pressure on them, it's not just about stopping the overdose, which a lot of people are callous about. I see it in the comments of like,
Yeah.
drugs are a choice. There's other things going on. It's not just that. It's stopping the kidnapping and selling of our kids. Cartels are just modern day pirates, and they've built empires off American demand. Okay. And so Trump's hands are tied behind his back here with Congress. What he can do is wipe out cartels in other countries, and that's going to choke off whatever feeds these satanic pedophile elites that are trying to keep a stronghold on what they want to be the new world order. We're cutting off the supply in the United States. So a national threat, that's what they are. And this is it's huge, and it's a great way to defend our country. So I don't know, you guys. Again, these influencers, I unfollow them and then I go search for them because I'm like, what are they saying today? Why am I like driving by the car wreck? You can't look away. But I went back to see if any of them were talking about any of this. And no, just Trump's been bought and paid for. He's a sellout. MAGA people are sellouts. Like, just a complete division. And that's what the devil wants. He doesn't have to, get people to vote Democrat. He just needs us all divided, right? Because the MAGA movement was strong.
It still is.
I mean, they're chipping away at it. I think their intention is to chip away at it because you don't want a strong party on the right, the party with morals and values and guns, right? Kind of the same, we don't take care of our vets. You know why? Probably because they're weapons of mass destruction and they don't want them to be able to be mentally stable enough to start an uprising here. So we don't care about them. They're not taken care of when they come home. They come back, no resources, because what happens when we teach the military how to integrate here and stay in their power? Saying it's a manipulation.
Good points. Very good points. Democrats are very smart. They always adjust. So, when we figure out a way to stop the voter fraud, then they find a new way to do it. When we find a way to stop the messaging, they find a new way to do it. And I think that, one of the things that I've seen is, if you're on your Facebook feed and somebody comes across and you've never heard of them before, but they have like, 50,000 followers or something, and they're talking conservative MAGA ideals, you stop and you listen for a minute, right? And you're like, oh, okay, hey, well, that's, kind of cool, whatever. You might like it, you might move on, you engage with it. And then it comes back in your feed. Eventually, maybe you follow it because you like their style. But we don't stop and research them.
Right.
We don't want to know how long they've been an influencer. Were they around 5 years ago? Did they show up 6 weeks ago? And what I'm seeing is a lot of those people that I didn't really know about before. These are not the Dan Bongino's of the world, okay, who have a history of being, conservative. It's these people who sort of pop up in your feed. A lot of those folks are the ones that are like, oh, changing their tune and saying, well, Trump's not, good. And I think we have a lot of wolf in sheep's clothing going on. I think the Democrats realized what was happening. I think they launched on purpose people who were acting as though they were MAGA influencers to get to that audience. And now they're slowly turning to try and take the MAGA audience with us. They're trying to plant the seeds of doubt, and that kind of thing. And what I'm going to tell you, and everybody who's listening, is that if you are one of those MAGA supporters and you're listening to this stuff, and out of nowhere, your MAGA influencer you're listening to starts bagging on Trump and saying he's changed and you got to get away from this movement and ICE is wrong, pay attention. It's probably an act, and they probably weren't really MAGA to begin with. So, use your adult words and look into stuff and do a little bit of research, and I think you're going to find some things about some of these people. So don't be swayed by whoever has the mic.
No, I can see that, and it makes sense that they're plants. I think the ones that confuse me the most are going to be the super masculine, common sense guys that, especially on Instagram, that I follow. That what was their option again? What was our voting option? Like, I don't understand why, whatever. Some of them I can see wishy-washy, flaky for sure, but then some I'm just like, man, I don't get it. So I want you guys to intentionally pay attention to the things that are happening that we did vote for. America first. It doesn't happen overnight. And things are moving fast. I mean, the things that he's doing, it's fast. And we still have a little under 3 years, 3 years still to dismantle this and to steer the ship back. But I think he's for the American people. And yeah, is he arrogant? Yeah, is he a little about himself always? Who cares? Because he's still making decisions for the country that are benefiting us. Have we talked about the 10% credit card thing? I don't know.
You and I? No, we really haven't talked about it. I mean, you brought it up today that he did it.
he did the 10% thing, and like I think that's cool, like give people a break, but also I'm never gonna stop thinking about the one world order and how we could be controlled, and I feel like it makes credit cards alluring for people, but this is how they track your spending. It's kind of like how they know everything you do. And so then I'm like, is he doing that so everybody just gets a credit card? No? And like people could be tracked. So I don't know. Question everything. That's all I'm saying. Even the things that benefit us, you know, cheers, cheers to 10% debt, but like don't fall for the credit card trap, you know? Don't fall for it. So I don't know. Just what a mess. The world is a mess, you guys. Do your research. Okay. Like Trump is still human at the end of the day, right? Jesus is the only savior, still a human, and our alternative is literally death. I mean, that's it. We would have been voting for death. Death of your soul, death of your brain, death of common sense. You know, I look at MSM News today, right? And they're still talking about AOC. How is she like even relevant in anything? Like how, like what do they do to muster up stories
Well, they're
about
trying
her?
to make her relevant.
It's so crazy. I don't think it's working.
They're putting all of their hopes on either her or Newsom. They're like, we have two choices. And I think a dream ticket for them would be Newsom and AOC as the VP. I think in the Democrat world, that's exactly what they want. Newsom keeps shooting himself in the foot and blowing up California. And AOC is, I mean, just a bad soundbite waiting to happen. She's as bad as Kamala was.
As bad.
I
They're
don't
like
know how you're going to do that.
from the same cloth. It's, I just, and people buy into this. Like, I, it's kind of terrifying. It's kind of terrifying because, like, there's so many people that are just so far gone in the land of common sense, in the land of reality. People really still losing their minds over an ice shooting that was absolutely justified. Okay. Like, why is that still, like, why am I still seeing people try to just keep arguing against this when the proof and the truth is out there? Videos, you guys, all the views, all the angles, they're all out there now. All of them. So it's just, it's sad. And our job is to continue to keep having these conversations, to continue doing the research and stay with the policies that match your core ethics and your values. Because no matter how messy this is or how much we sit here and scratch our heads, like God wins the war. Okay. He wins the war. So stop being a useful idiot. And if,
Amen.
yeah, I don't know. You could close us out, darling, if you are willing and ready. I think I've been on too
Sure.
long.
Yeah, all right. There's been a million different closeouts that have gone through my head today. And so I'm going to just kind of go back to this one and maybe we can prep this up for next time. But I'm always looking at, why. And I want to encourage everybody else to do what you and I both do on this program, that is say why. Okay, if this is happening, it makes no sense. Why? Why is it being done? Why is it being voted for? Why is it being talked about? You just mentioned AOC. She's not doing anything, relevant. She's not saying anything relevant. She's just there. And yet she's on everybody's news feed for what color nail polish she had on today or something. And they're trying to make her relevant. So the question that we have to ask ourselves is why? What's going on? I am looking at everything going on with Trump and asking myself and the world why. Okay, why are we all of a sudden having a big problem in Mexico? There are 100 different places that we can get lost on the path, but if we look at it and say, well, why? I don't know. Why at the very same time did we decide to basically go to war with Canada over tariffs? And why at the exact same time did we decide we were going to go ahead and try to buy Greenland? Folks, look at a map. Canada at the top, Greenland over here in the corner, Mexico covers the bottom. I personally think he's building, a wall around the country. The Democrats didn't like the wall going across the border. He said, you know what? I'm going to build a geographic wall around the entire nation. And if he takes, South America as part of us, and he takes Greenland, and eventually either takes Canada or most of it, seriously, who they can't get to the United States in between all of that from everywhere else. I really think that's part of what's happening here. So start looking at that. And in closing, I want to just say that open up your mind to the bigger picture. Very, very, very good chance he is geographically isolating the United States from danger. Don't hate all of that just because somebody tells you to hate it. It'd be really nice to have thousands and thousands and thousands of miles of land masses in between us and the people who want to kill us. I'll take it any day of the week. That's it.
Love you guys.